Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
You're at Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Today on Health Suite, we look at the future of the telehealth industry here in Singapore and the region. With the announcements of stay-home restrictions earlier this year, Singaporeans began embracing video consultations and online health services. Will this furious growth slow down as we march towards the new normal? Is this personal touch of face-to-face consultations something that we still yearn to return to? I speak with Wai Mun Lim, CEO and founder Dr. Anywhere, for his insights. Coming up next on Health Suite on Money FM 89.3.
Health Suite with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
You're on Money FM 89.3. This is Health Suites. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. On the phone, I'm joined by Wai Mun Lim, a CEO and founder, Dr. Anywhere. I find this very interesting. I've been looking at a report that talks about just how exponentially telehealth is going to grow globally. So you got into business at a very interesting time. But since the start of Circuit Breaker, and even now, as we go back outside, we're going back to work and we're shopping again, attending to our health and medical needs, more of us are turning to telehealth services. Dr. Anywhere's aim is to help ease the burden on hospitals and clinics. Tell us more about that. When did you start doing this?
Dr. Anywhere, or DA, we use DA. DA has, we have been in operations about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. We launched August 2017. Our first product was in telehealth, but over the past few months, we have also gone into home-based services as well as healthcare e-commerce. You know, and today we no longer just connect GP doctors. That's what we started off with. Today, right. We also connecting mental wellness psychologists to our user base as well.
It wasn't really a pivot for you, was it? I mean, with COVID-19, it was more of an extension of what you were already doing.
It's an extension, and a lot of these new services that we launch, they are really originated from, you know, some of our very nice users. They will write into us and say, hey, you know, you'd be really good if you can have this and that. And that's the reason why, you know, we have extended into these other services. But going back to your question earlier on, on telehealth, more and more people using the service. I think answer is yes. You know, we do see a surge in the number of users that we have since January this year. So it's like a 3 to 4 times increase in number of users. Look, we telehealth till the day the hand can go out from, you know, can reach you from my side to the phone. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to be able to completely replace traditional healthcare. You know, face to face in clinic visit. But I think based on, you know, a lot of feedback from our users, they do tell us that it's a very good complementary to the existing healthcare system. You know, some of the more common acute illnesses like your cough, cold, flu, headache, so on and so forth, you can use telehealth, as well as stable chronic disease management, like, you know, your hypertension, diabetes, so on and so forth. This would be a very good use case for telehealth. And it's a good way, in a way that it helps to bring users who really need to see a doctor face to face to the clinic, and that's how we start to, you know, hopefully create a more efficient healthcare system overall.
Okay, one of the things that I've noticed, and I've spoken to from various different points of view. I've also even spoken to OCBC, which launched their app to help connect doctors with account holders and what have you. I think that this is something that is going to stay. The whole concept of telehealth is going to stay. I prefer it, actually. I don't necessarily need to go into the clinic and see my doctor to fill a prescription. Right. So there are certain things that you remove with a telehealth consultation. And one of the big things is the inconvenience of sitting in a doctor's office and waiting for your appointment, which you don't need to have if you can just speak to him on the phone. So I absolutely love that. It's not necessarily a barrier, but it's an inconvenience that is removed from our day-to-day existence. And if the pandemic accelerated the moves towards that, I'm actually very glad that it happened, just from that point of view.
Yeah, this really reminded me of when I first started off. I think a lot of the users, and when I say users, I don't mean just the patients. Mm-hmm. then the doctors, they had some reservation on telehealth, to be honest. Some of the key concerns would have been around things like, you know, can I really use this when the doctor doesn't touch me? Is it really effective?
Right.
For the doctors, it would be the same. Like, hey, you know what? If I can't touch my patient, it's going to be very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And there were also other issues, like, you know, I fondly remember this because we set up user testing or feedback sessions, giving away free ice creams in Raffles Place, right, and asking our users. And they said, and one of the key issues they had was also, are your healthcare records safe? Right, and that's something that
that was my next question.
Yeah,
but please go ahead.
Yeah, so I read your mind. So and that is something that we have been asked a lot, not just from a user, from doctors, from our payer, you know, the insurance, the
mm-hmm.
broker,
sure.
Corporate, and the patients. And that's the part where, you know, we always tell them that, hey, you know what, we use Amazon Web Services, you know, they are safe, they are secure. Everything that we do, including the conversations, the medical records, and the session itself, they are all operated behind firewalls, and these are all created by AWS. And that's the reason why we have been safe so far, fingers crossed.
All right. We're speaking with Wai Mun Lim, CEO and founder, Dr. Nim. Which of DA services do you expect consumers to make the greatest use of in the next 5 years? Now we're referring back to that exponential growth that I started by talking about. Do you think it is the video consultations or the home services, or what do you think it is?
I think they are all just growing in tandem. At least that's how we are seeing it today.
All right.
But said that, I think one of the faster pickup that we are seeing today would have been in the mental wellness module that we have. That is something that, although it's, you know, we just started the service, I think a lot of our users are thinking that this is quite useful for them. The other one that we really do see great potential in, at least again from our user perspective, and it would be the home-based services. The rest of the services for telehealth, these are like bread and butter for us. It has been growing very fast, especially since COVID, would be things like refill prescription for contraceptives,
mm-hmm.
you know, and also for...
I would imagine hypertension medication as well, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. So people... And it's very interesting, right? Because we are seeing a shift in demographics amongst our users as well. Are seeing more older folks on our platform.
That's,
you know,
great.
These are really the traditionally, you know, they would have said to me, hey, Wyman, this is great, but, you know, I still prefer
to go and see my doctor.
Exactly, right. And I would say that the COVID situation has definitely fast-tracked a shift in user behavior and expectation. So even for the older folks, they tried for the first time and they were like, wow, this is crazy. You mean you can just refill my medication from home, right? And we send everything to home, right? So and they come back every month, right? So that's why I think this thing would be here to stay. But again, it's not here to totally replace traditional healthcare.
Right. Although that what you just said is an interesting development from COVID. I mean, there's so much bad about COVID-19, its impact on the economy, what have you. But what it has done, it has made our older generation more IT savvy.
Yeah, and some of them really just started off with their kids teaching them how to do it, and right. Now they are pretty good at it.
All right, let's go back to the mental health. You said that you're seeing growth in that area of service. Why do you think that is?
I think just looking at high-level numbers, you can check on the news as well. Over the past few months, we are seeing an increase in domestic violence. And
yes, that's been a global pattern, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think at the same time, you know, people are feeling also a bit stressed. I mean, I myself included, right, when I'm working from home, it's back-to-back, starting 8 o'clock,
because
8:30.
The lines blur. When is it time to stop working?
Absolutely, right, because your home has become an office. And when that happens, you are technically not off work even at 9 p.m. or 10 p.m.
That's right.
Right. So I think... Definitely, there would be quite a fair bit of stress for our user. And over the past few months, I think it's not new, right? That I think in general, in Asia, in Southeast Asia, it's a pressure cooker, right? People are working very hard, trying to earn money, trying to make a living. But at the same time, you know, with this COVID going on, that's also increased stress level. And coupled with the fact that Asians typically find it quite hard to say that, hey, you know what, I have a strength, mm-hmm. or I have a mental wellness coach, right, or psychologist, right? Right. So it is not like in the US whereby it's common to have somebody to help you
right.
mentally, right? But in Asia, it's just quite difficult, and it takes a lot of courage, effort to go online to search for somebody, to go to their office, sit down with them, and have a chat.
So I think you hit the nail on the head. I've spoken to other individuals when talking about mental health, and they're saying that one of the big stumbling blocks for them is to make the appointment and go see a specialist to deal with their mental health issues. So with this sort of a service where they can do it online, there is that one degree of separation that might actually give them a little bit more peace of mind, almost. They don't have to go to an office.
Absolutely. And you can even choose to switch off your video function if you want to, right? There is no for the coach to see you. You don't see anybody, but you still get the counseling, you know, the therapy. And also the other point to make is that on a very neutral platform like ours, we are able to list a lot of this psychologists onto our platform. And at one look, our users can start to choose someone that is compatible to what they are looking for. Yeah, and I think that is where we think, at least from, you know, I myself as a consumer perspective, you know, given that choice, given that convenience, I think that there would definitely be a much higher chance that I want to use this service.
All right, let's talk about some numbers. I mean, we did say that globally, telehealth is going to grow exponentially. I mean, it's huge. Is the pickup rate similar in Singapore itself?
I suppose you're asking this in relation to other countries in Southeast Asia?
Sure.
Yeah. So I think because of the fact that Singapore is definitely one of the more digitalized economy in Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, definitely Indonesia as well. But I think Singapore is one top few. And we are also, interestingly, the earlier adopter of telehealth. It's very counterintuitive. You know, when I first started DA, the same thing, right? People were saying that, hey, you know what, why not? Singapore wouldn't need this service. Because when I go downstairs from my home, there's already a GP clinic, right?
Right, so don't waste. Right.
But really, we are not tackling accessibility issue here. We are tackling efficiency issue here, right? So I would say that over the past few months, definitely, so at least for our own business, I think Singapore, for our Singapore segment, we have seen you know, quite a few growth. I told you earlier on, 3 to 4 times growth in our telehealth business just in Singapore.
Yeah.
Because we also have a presence in Vietnam and in Thailand as well. We see growth in those markets, but they are really in that 2x growth, and you know, nowhere near to Singapore's growth.
Are you in other territories as well outside of Singapore?
Yeah, we are in Vietnam and Thailand. We just launched our Malaysia service over the last weekend.
All right, then we'll have to bring you back to the show to talk about your world domination plans.
I tell that to myself every day, so yeah, but we can organize a show, yes.
All right, well, thank you so much for talking to us today. And you know what? Happy National Day, a homegrown business. It warms my heart to hear how successful you've been so far. We wish you all the best in the future. And I do look forward to being able to bring you back on the show to talk about business growth, etc.
Thank you so much, Clarissa. Really appreciate this chat that we're having. Keep in touch and speak soon.
We've been speaking with Wai Mun Lim, CEO and founder, Dr. Anywhere. I'm Clarissa Montero for Health Suites. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.